The day of the funeral came, and still I hadn't had a chance to cry. Every day there had been something. First the vicar, then villagers arriving warily at the door, wanting to know about wreaths and flowers. Even Mrs. Maudsley came, polite but cold, as though I were somehow tainted with Hester's crime. Through it all I suspected that the Proctor boy was keeping an eye on me, though I could never quite catch him at it. John's funeral wasn't the place to cry either. It was the very last place, for I was Miss Angelfield, and who was he? Only the gardener. Later, many hours later, the funeral over, at last I could cry. Except that I couldn't. My tears kept in too long, had fossilized. They would have to stay in forever now.